Today's episode, Viking funerals.
So, say that you love live-action roleplay, or metal, or medieval history, or just flaming boats in general.
How are you, Lou?
Well, I'm doing well.
Awesome, brother. Awesome. Hanging in there during these difficult times. Thank you. We can always rely on Lou Dickman.
Yes.
All right. Lou, the Bears versus the Minnesota Vikings. How many times would you think they played?
362 times.
Well, you have to recall that the Vikes didn't get into the league until 1960, 60 years ago, Lou. And they played them 118 times. The first time in 1961 when you were making out with your high school sweetheart.
At three.
And the Vikings.
And we did not know we would be high school sweethearts at the time. Back when naked was innocence.
And the Vikings lead the series 60-56-2. They met in the wild card game in 1995 when the Bears kicked their ass on the way to losing the next game, I assume. So,
and who was the quarterback for the Bears in 1995?
I would say Peter Tom, whatever his name was. I don't
Willis.
Know. Peter Tom Willis. Ooh, you're good, Lou.
Yes. The pride of the Big Ten.
Significant games in our lifetime, Lou. The Mutiny win streak, I like to call it, from December of 2009 until November of 2012. The Bears beat the Vikes six times in a row. Six times, Lou?
Wow.
From 2009 to 2012 when you were, divesting of your vast fortune.
Yes.
So, Lou, the NFL is thinking of expanding to 16 playoff teams. What do you think about that, Lou?
This year?
Yes. They've already gone to 14.
It's a money grab, for crying out loud. You know, I didn't think baseball season was going to make it, but God bless them.
Yeah,
they
came to the end. Yeah. So your predictions for Bears versus Vikings, Lou, what do you like?
Vikings 21, Bears 22.
Ooh, come down again to the mighty foot of Cairo.
Yes.
Santos. Eagles at Giants, Lou, today.
Yes, the Giants are untelevised today, playing the Philadelphia Eagles.
And what will be that score?
That would be the Giants losing it
in
the final seconds,
24-23. Wow. Yeah, yet you predicted the Giants to win on the big board, so.
You have to. I Kurnacki'd.
Lou's Sunday NFL picks, Lou. Is there dissension again in the ranks?
There is no dissension in the ranks, for crying out loud. Folks, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everybody and step back.
As the great philosopher of Allentown said,
it's about shenanigans.
Yes, it certainly is, Lou.
And it just happens to be.
Think of the football peck as the bread of a sandwich.
Yes.
It's all about the meat.
Lou, you're kind of fading in and out here. Where are you talking from?
Well, that's good.
There you go.
What I was saying was that's a bunch of crap anyway.
All right. So what is Lou's bonus point of the week? Since we're.
There is no bonus point this week.
What?
Yes.
I'm surprised that anyone takes it serious, quite frankly.
Well, it's in this year of 2020.
Yes, it is, Lou.
Everybody's dome is different.
All right, your power rankings of the week. Rank these characteristics of Minnesota, Lou. You got the Twin Cities, the 10,000 Lakes, Prince, Minnesota Nice.
That? Oh, Prince?
Prince,
what
yes.
Prince?
Minnesota Nice. You know, nice people.
What?
Minnesota Nice is the nice people of Minnesota, apparently. Winter okay. Weather and the movie Fargo. Lou, what is number six of those six choices?
The thing you said fourth.
Okay, that would be Minnesota Nice. Number
yeah,
six.
I have no idea what that is. Now, what was the last one? Not Fargo. What was the one before Fargo?
Winter Weather.
Oh, yeah, put that
That's in. That's number five, okay. You got Twin Cities, yes. 10,000 Lakes, Prince, and the movie Fargo.
Prince.
Prince is number four. Not a fan, eh?
Well, no, I'm a fan, but he really, you know, after Raspberry Beret, he really came
You know, he released 25 albums after Raspberry Beret that nobody listened to.
Okay. But he should have stopped at Raspberry Beret. kind of like Brady stopping at New England.
All right, your number three choice, sir.
My number three choice would be Fargo.
The movie Fargo. All right, it's between Twin Cities and the 10,000 Lakes. Lou, number two?
Twin Cities.
Twin Cities, 10,000 Lakes is Lou's favorite characteristic of Minnesota. Who would have thunk it? Do you like
yes,
what?
Yes, it is. Because I'm going back to nature. It's the Yule Gibbons in me.
Yes.
I had a hankering for a pine cone. As many parts are edible, you know.
Anything else before we ask your question of the week, Lou?
Oh, no. I'm all ears for
that. All right. What is the best part of a Viking funeral and why, Lou?
Oh, the bow and arrow guy.
All right. Doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
If anybody's seen the dunce cap, let me know. If you have gone missing, we may have to send out the Wood Brothers in search of the dunce cap. Stay tuned.
That sounds like a video project, Lou.
The wayward cap.
Give us your catchphrase out.
An outstanding
week. And go Bears! This is the Comanche inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Flaming Arrow Service. When you need a flamer, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou.
I approve this outstanding message!